Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. I got my uncle in the building, y'all. Uncle Willie, what you doing? Where you going? Uncle Willie.
I had to go. I was going downstairs. I had to go do something. I'm coming home. Let me. I got the bad feet, man. Look, nigga. So listen. Hey, everybody. Hit the button right here. I'm gonna hit the button right. I hit that button. Shut up, nigga. You ain't gotta say nothing. Hey, look at. I went up to New York City and I went to go see my girlfriend. She liked to play the violin for me. So she be calling me and she be telling me, come on up there, New York City, Daddy. I want to come see you. You got to take me shopping and all that there. And so I go on up there and I see my little girlfriend. We go out to, what's the name of that place? Imaginano. Oh, yeah. We went to a little place called Imaginano. Little Italian restaurant where they got all the real good food. And boy, let me tell you, I ate something good. I ate something. It was a shrimp pasta with they gave me like 15 shrimp. Man, I was so surprised. She was eating good. We were looking at each other and everything, Google eyes and all that. What's going on, nephew? How you doing today?
So you took your girlfriend. Hold up, bro. Every time you say that, you know you on the radio, right? You know Aunt Mildred. I really believe Aunt Mildred be listening to the show, cause she love me, and you just be talking about your girlfriends. So you don't think she gonna beat you or something?
Look at that, let me tell you something. Your auntie, she do what she do. She going about her business. She don't question me about nothing I do. You know why? I pay all the goddamn bills in that house. She is a traditional woman. She don't care about nothing as long as she get her allowance and she get to do what she wants. She get to go as she wants. She come home and all the bills are paid. And she got gas in the car and she be taking a goddamn trip with the pastor and everything. Listen. She ain't got nothing to say to me. So you mind your goddamn business. You all in my... Why you in my business, nigga?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, bro.
Look at nigga. Look, I got girlfriends. And my girlfriends know about the other girlfriend. Everybody know about your auntie. I don't worry about that. I like to go out here and make my ladies feel special. Why you worried about it, nigga? Why don't you worry about your wife?
Hey, what you ain't gonna do is talk about, look, we good, we straight, you mind your, you know what, say one thing.
I tell you what, my trigger finger ain't never been itching the way it's itching right now. You keep on talking, nigga. You got one almost ain't to say to me. You getting a little too big for your bitch, little nigga. Anyway, let me tell you. So I heard you talk about the Project 2025, and I got some things to say, nephew. Can I sit here and talk if you don't mind?
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna let you do your thing.
All right, look, ladies and people. The Project 2025 was comprised of a bunch of racists, a bunch of backwood country-ass crackers that didn't put on a suit, and now they think they know what they're doing. They mess around and got all the people. They trying to get them in, and they doing all the money. They paying all the money. And they trying to get everybody in the position so they can take you niggas right back to the cotton field. See, it's the little dumb niggas that ain't never read a book, and the niggas that all they do is go on the internet, and they just want to go stream, and they want to do TikToks and everything like that. Listen here, y'all stupid as hell, if you think that goddamn cracker ain't gonna get, if that cracker get elected, he gonna roll everything back. You talk about it, they ain't gonna go back though. They ain't gonna go back. They gonna go right back before 1865. They trying to get you niggas in the field. They trying to get you niggas in the prison system. They trying to get you niggas in every mode that you can think of that ain't got nothing to do with going forward. So if you niggas go out there and vote for that goddamn cracker, I know I'm gonna go to every. You know what I'm gonna do, nephew? I'm gonna get a registry. I'm gonna go to everybody's house. I'm gonna knock on their door, and I'm gonna ask a question. I'm gonna have a paper in my hand. I'm gonna know if they did it or not. I'm gonna ask a question. I'm gonna say, did you vote for Trump? And if they say yes, I'm gonna smack the dog shit out of them, especially if they black. If they white, I get it. I ain't going to their house, because if they see me come across the front porch, they're gonna shoot me dead. I ain't going to no white people's house. I'm going to all the niggas' houses that thought that they was gonna vote for Trump because he got the better policy for business, and you think he's gonna give you a shot to get you some money. That ain't what it is. I'm trying to tell you now. That ain't what it is. You think cause nigga he a convicted felon. Yeah, come on now, nephew. He a convicted felon. Matter of fact, half you niggas can't even vote for the nigga cause you convicted. So you gotta make it make sense now. You got a minute. Shut up, nephew. Don't even say nothing. I know you must try it back. I'm going to talk to the people. Listen. Look here. I've been on this earth for a long, 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 long time. Right? I done seen many presidents. I done seen white. Flip the page again. White. We had a nigga for 8 years. And I tell you, that was the best time. That was the best time to be alive. So listen. If you want another time to be the best time to be alive, get your ass out there and go vote for the girl that got the weird name with the light skin one. Come. What's her name, nephew?
Kamala Harris. Or it's either Kamala or Kamala. It's one of the two.
You sure it ain't Kamala? I think it is. I think it's Kamala. And they tried to brainwash her ass. That's what I think it is. I think it's Kamala, and I think she's really from Africa, and I think she got some genes in there that's going to pop out at the last goddamn minute. And next thing you know, everybody going to be like, oh, yeah, she really is a nigga. Now, listen, if it wasn't her, I'd have said put Michelle in there. You know what I'm talking about, nephew?
Let me hit the button real quick. Listen. Listen. I'm right there with you. I swear to God, that's who they need. We need Michelle in the office, man. I think we do.
Listen, I've been screaming that for how long has it been? Since it's damn near been 20 years, ain't it? 2018, that was 10 years. Yeah, we shit, it's 2024. Shit, 4 more years, nigga. It'd be 20 years since the nigga was in the goddamn office. Listen, that's what we need right there. We need a strong black sister with cocoa butter on her skin. We need the strong black sister. You got to hit that head with a hot comb. That's the sister that we need right there. We need a sister with some black gums in the office. That's what we need. We need the sister that got that big old ass on the back, because you know she got the childbearing hips. We need that woman. That's the one we need. We need the one. The woman we need in the office is the one with the sweet potato elbow. You know which one I'm talking about. She got the elbow, and she look like she make a mean-ass sweet potato. Like your auntie. You know your auntie be making them sweet potato pies, nigga.
Uncle Willis, this is a roll with you, bro. I swear to God. The sweet potato? What?
Nigga, I said they need the sweet potato pie elbow lady. In the office, don't nobody know how to handle business other than the lady that got the sweet potato pie elbow. You know that one that got the little fat on the back. You know the what? You know I'm talking. Every time she wave at you, be doing a little wet. The whole bottom arm be flapping. That's who we need right there. We need somebody with the little stubby hands with the little red on her nails. That's what we need right there. If that they put that in the office, it's gonna get everybody straight. Cause ain't nobody gonna say nothing to her. You know why? Cause she got that face. She got that face that when you look at her. When you look at her, you know not to say anything to her, cause she mean business. And the business that she mean is meant to do right. And you gonna do, which is you gonna do right by me, Jesus. Anyway, nephew, listen, I gotta get going, man. I know you got you time running short, so I'm going back downstairs. I know you got a little bit of little something down there. I'm gonna pinch off you a little bit. I'm gonna go hit these streets. So I gotta get in the wind, nigga. I'll talk to you later, nephew. Love you. Bye. I gotta get going.
Hey, hold up. Hey, bruh. I love you too, Uncle Willie. Hey, how much you taking, man?
Oh, everybody, nigga. I'm gonna get back to the quarter sun, quarter sad, nigga. Listen, don't worry about the hair. When you come downstairs, you're going to see what the hair I just took.
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ,
are you done?
Your DJ has only just begun.